This year, Pesach falls out on a Friday night. As a general rule, on a Friday night, right after the Amidah, we say, "Bechelu Hashemayim v'aretz v'chosse v'am." We do that as well on Leil Pesach. There's no difference between a regular Friday night and Friday night of Leil Pesach. As well, it should be noted that we also start the prayers with Mizmor LeDavid, and we also welcome the Shabbat with the traditional Lichat Dodi. There were some opinions that wanted to say that you shouldn't say the Lichat Dodi on a Yom Tov night that comes out on Shabbat, because it's an embarrassment to the Yom Tov, because you're saying Pene Shabbat Nekabela, we came to receive the Shabbat. What about the Yom Tov? It's not respect. You only come to receive one guest, you have two guests. So therefore their custom was to skip it. However, Hacham Avadya brings down an answer to that question. And he says that actually we invite the Yom Tov already when we announce Rosh Chodesh. When we announce Rosh Chodesh on the Shabbat, so by announcing Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for example, automatically we're saying that 2 weeks later is going to be Pesach. So by making the Rosh Chodesh, it's the way of saying, and Pesach is coming. So therefore, it's not a slight to the Yom Tov to only mention the Shabbat. And therefore, our tradition is to start the service on Friday night Pesach with Mizmor LeDavid and the regular Lichat Dodi. It should be noted, however, there is a great controversy that still brews until today regarding the Berachat Me'ein Sheva. On a normal Friday night, after the Amidah, we say Berachat Me'ein Sheva. The reason why the Hachamim established this was many years ago, they used to pray on Friday nights outside in the fields with that bigger space. And over there they had what's called Mazikim, could be there was demons in the fields and things like this that were dangerous. So they didn't want people to walk home alone from shul. Problem is, if somebody came late to shul and he would be still in the Amidah because he came late, everybody would leave. And he'd be all alone. It'd be sakana for him. So they stalled the prayer by adding this tefillah called Me'en Sheva, which adds 2 or 3 minutes extra to the prayer. So this guy would be able to finish the Amidah, and everybody would be able to leave the Bet Knesset together. That's the original institution of Birkat Me'en Sheva. So therefore, there are those that argue that since on the night of Pesach, it's called Leil Shemurim, that's the night of protection, Shemurim from the Mazikim, God protects us. Some have the custom, even by the Ashkenazim at the end of the Seder, they open the door. Why? Because they're not afraid tonight of any damages or demons or spirits and things like that. So there's no reason to say Birkat Me'en Sheva on Leil Pesach was Leil Shemurim. That happens to be the opinion of Maran the Yosef Karo in Shulchan Aruch, where he clearly writes in Siman Taf Pezayin, Ve'en Omrim Birkat Me'en Sheva, Keshechal Leil Pesach B'Shabbat. Clearly we do not say it. And where is he getting it from? He's getting it from a rabbi called Rav Nissim Gaon, one of the Gaonim. And that's the opinion of the consensus of Rishonim. And that's also the opinion of Rav Chida, that says that it seems that that was the opinion of Rabbeinu Ari as well, not to say Me'ein Sheva on Leil Pesach. It should be noted that that is also the opinion of Hacham Abraham Antebi from Syria, and that is the conclusion of Hacham Avadya Yosef in a few places in Hazor Avadya, not to say Me'ein Sheva on the Friday night of Pesach. It should be noted that Hacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul had a different approach to this halakha. His approach was the approach of Hacham Izra'atiyah. Because there is another side to this. There is an opinion of Rabbeinu Arashash, Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, that said that even on Leil Pesach of Shabbat, you should say the Birkat Me'en Sheva. Now we cannot discount the opinion of the Rashash so lightly, because a lot of the learning of the Rashash came from Eliyahu HaNavi, and that was one of the claims that Hacham Avadya Hadaya had in his Teshuvot in Yeskil Abdi, that once the Rashash says it, we have to accept the opinion of the Rashash, and it does definitely add weight to the other side of the argument. Because of that, Hacham Ben Sion followed the opinion of his rabbi. Hacham Izra'atiyah not wanting to make a ruling on this because it's such a controversy, he would pray on Friday night when Pesach came out on a Shabbat, he would pray with the Ashkenazim in order to avoid the question, so nobody would ask him what to do. If he would pray with the Sephardim, they would say, Rabbi, what do we do? He wouldn't want to commit. That was Chameh Za'atiyah's custom. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach that just came out from Acham Ben Sion, in the back of the book over there, his son says that Acham Ben Sion's practice was to always pray on Leil Pesach with the Ashkenazim, no matter what. Why? Because he didn't want to pray with them on Friday, he didn't want to pray with the Sephardim on Friday night Pesach, so he never prayed with them. So he doesn't change his pattern. And also he didn't want to really answer the question. Acham Ben Sion basically says, do whatever the minhag is. Whatever your minhag is, follow it. It is very clear that the minhag in Syria, in Aleppo, as brought down in Derech Eretz, was not to say Birkat Me'en Sheva on the night of Pesach, Shalot B'Shabbat, and that's the way we should practice in our community. Again, we have Maran Rabbi Yosef Karo, based on Rav Nissim Gaon, based on Rav Hida, based on Acham Abraham Antebi and Chokmah Musar, and based on the tradition in Aleppo. So therefore the custom in the synagogue would be not to say the Birchat Me'en Sheva.